You're listening to KNKX, and this next story comes from our show, Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wang.
This week, our theme is peace of mind. Have you ever lost something that's really important to you, something taken from you? Maybe it was a house that was always just one payment away, and you couldn't keep up, and back to the bank it went. Or maybe you were on the losing end of a war. You keep your life, but all of your wealth is gone, your possessions. This is what happened to the Blockbauer family, except their story ends with a sense of justice, and that even though the world can be cruel, it can also be fair when you fight hard enough. And with this injection of hope, your mind is put a little more at ease. During World War II in Vienna, Austria, the family fled with the clothes on their backs and some diamonds and pearls stuffed into their pockets. Some of these jewels are on display in Peter Altman's home. He lives just south of Tacoma, right on the water.
This is a half of a diamond spray that was my grandmother's. My brother has the other half.
These beautiful, shiny trinkets are a sliver of a fraction of what this family once owned. Decades after World War II, Peter's mother, Maria Altman, won a nearly impossible battle to get something larger back that the Nazis had taken down from the wall of their family's elegant Vienna apartment. The apartment belonged to Peter's great-uncle, Ferdinand Blockbauer. And Ferdinand, he made lots of money by refining sugar.
He had a castle in Czechoslovakia. He had a summer house on a lake a few hours away. He had just musical string instrument collection, which had to include a Stradivarius, I imagine. I mean, and he had a world-famous porcelain collection. So the Klimts were a very small part of his wealth.
By the Klimts, Peter is referring to portraits of Ferdinand's beautiful, beguiling wife named Adele, done by the Impressionist painter Gustav Klimt in the early 1900s.
Back then, there was more formality. There was a Victorian veil over everything that made everything proper, and sex was taboo, and that's what made Klimt such a renegade, is his paintings were very sexual, and the culture didn't allow that, and so that was part of what made him a rebel of the time.
You've probably seen the one portrait of Adele that is better known as Woman in Gold. It glows. The piece is layered with gold leaf. Primary colors of paint are dotted here and there, with Adele draped in jewels, wearing a beautiful dress. She's part Vegas showgirl glitz and part high society elegance. Not only did Klimt paint Adele, the two were friends. They hung out with the likes of composer Gustav Mahler and Sigmund Freud.
At that time, women couldn't go to university, and Adele wanted the education, and so she had a salon and hosted these famous people to come by. And so everybody who was famous at the time in Vienna at that turn of the century was the world capital. And so, yes, Freud was Viennese and a lot of composers. So it was a place, and they all came to Adele's because she hosted these events.
Adele died of meningitis in 1925. She was 43 years old. Then the war happened. Germany invaded and took everything. The apartment, gone. The violins, the porcelain collection, and all those paintings, gone. Most of the family knew to leave the country. Some were killed, some took their own lives, some were sent to concentration camps and managed to escape. Adele's great-niece, Maria, Peter's mother, fled to the United States with her husband and ended up settling in Los Angeles. Adele graced one of their walls.
We had a poster. I have it in my house here that my mother had. It was what we'd call a movie poster. It was just a poster of the painting, and that's what was in our house for 40 or 50 years. And so we knew they were our uncle's paintings, but we thought he had given them to the museum, that they were willed to the museum. And not until 1998 did we find out they weren't.
By 1998, Peter was working for public transit in Tacoma, And that portrait of Adele Blockbauer, his great aunt, it had become an iconic national treasure in Austria, the Mona Lisa of Austria, the Statue of Liberty of Austria. The family thought that Ferdinand had left this painting and others to the Belvedere Museum in Vienna, but a reporter discovered that Ferdinand's final will, it didn't say this. Maria hired a lawyer and sued the Austrian government. After 8 years in U.S. and Austrian courts, she won.
Live from ABC7, this is Eyewitness News.
An Austrian court cleared the way today for an L.A. woman to reclaim family-owned art that was seized by the Nazis.
I had always hoped that justice would find its way, and it did.
My mother was only motivated by justice and that a wrong had been committed. This was equivalent to what David and Goliath must have looked like at the battle, because the Austrians had all the money, they had the paintings. But what motivated my mother is she knew her uncle Ferdinand, and she said Ferdinand was a very vengeful man, in that if you crossed him, then you were not going to receive generosity from him. So when you steal from him and kill his friends, she said there's no way he'd then want to say, oh, you may have the painting. And so that was what the battle was, is just getting them to return what they took.
In 2006, the portrait of Adele Blockbauer was returned to Maria, but it never ended up on the walls of her home. There was no way for her to logistically keep it safe. She sold it for $135 million, a record at that time. Today, it hangs in the Neue Gallery in New York. The money was divided up in the family. Peter retired early and was able to buy his home on the water. Peter says his mother's fight to regain her family's possessions kept her going for a long time.
For mother, I think there was a feeling of her job was done, and I think she kept herself together until after it was over. After the victory was done, then the dementia started creeping in, but until then I didn't see any. In other words, sometimes people just hold out. She said oftentimes she was interviewed and she said, the Austrians are waiting for me to die. I won't give them the pleasure.
In 2011, Maria died, knowing that she had finally done right by her uncle, Ferdinand. She was just shy of 95. And this family, it has so many incredible stories. To hear how Peter's uncle escaped being captured by the Nazis, go to our website, knkx.org.